Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow and that means nothing from last summer will fit and we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming and trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all matcha love products on Etoan.com using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
So excited to wind down today. I have so much to talk about.
Oh my God, we have so much to talk about.
We have so much to talk about.
We have some great topics that I wrote down in my notes on my phone.
I have some great topics that I wrote down on my phone.
Oh, sounds like it was a busy week.
It was a busy week.
Let me just start by saying this. Michael and I have, I have a YouTube channel that we have a series that we're doing called Have a Seat with Jana and Mike.
Yes.
And so we get emails from people and we answer their questions. And I learned a lot about my husband this past one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like what?
He doesn't believe in soulmates.
Wait, what?
I don't.
Exactly.
I don't believe that there's one person in this world that is meant for you.
I believe in multiple soulmates. You can have friends who are soulmates. You can have, you know, a deal with certain lovers that you have made this deal to learn this lesson and grow with, and then you move on and there might be another soulmate. So I believe in multiple soulmates.
You believe in multiple. Okay.
Yes.
And okay. You don't believe in soulmates at all.
Well, my whole thing, the whole stigma in my mind is soulmate is there's one person for you and that's it.
Hi.
Yes, I'm saying, and what I say yesterday, I said we're meant to be. Absolutely, we're meant to be.
Then what's the difference between meant to be and soulmate?
Because then my whole thing is that I feel
that,
like the expect
hurts my feelings.
I feel like the expectation, you're setting expectations so high where you might meet someone great and maybe they don't check one box, and then all of a sudden people are like, oh, they can't be my soulmate because my soulmate would have these characteristics. I feel like people are just setting their expectations by looking for one person out there, as opposed to seeing what's in front of them and not being blinded by their high expectations, just being like, wow, this person's amazing.
Right, but that's your one. Why can't the one slash be your soulmate? I think that's what it's trying to say.
Soulmate at this moment.
Well, and that's what you believe. Right. You have multiple soulmates. Yeah. I feel like your soulmate is the one. I feel like there are lots of different people that you can be with. Obviously, we've all been in different relationships. Mm-hmm. I think there's different people for possibly different seasons, but I believe your soulmate slash the one is the one that you stay with. The one that you, like, for example, my mother, she was married to my father for 20 something years. Was that her soulmate? No, it was
the one at during that season, and she was meant to have kids. But her soulmate, her one, is the one that she's married to now. That's going that they're going to be together forever.
Then that's her twin flame, not her soulmate.
But it's the same
her
thing,
lobster,
right?
Yeah.
Right, twin flame.
Right? Okay,
no, twin
Anatomy
flame
lobster
is very different.
No, lobster's friends, isn't
friends
it? Friends, yeah.
Friends.
Yeah. Twin flame person is different
okay
than soulmate.
What's twin flame?
Twin flames is what your mom's experienced now. Like, that's really meant to be. You are twin flames burning the same candle in the same pace, and you guys are really meant
but
to
see,
be.
But see, I think that's the same definition of a soulmate. Like, I think if you stay with me, Michael, that you were my soulmate. I thought I've had other soulmates, but those people left.
Right.
When they said,
but that's the thing. It's all, you'll think they're your soulmate, then all of a sudden something happens. Oh, they must have not been my soulmate. And then you find another person. Oh, I really like this person. They're my soulmate. And so people just say the next great thing is their soulmate.
Okay, we're married right now, so you still don't think I'm your soulmate?
I think we're meant to be.
What is the difference?
Jen's
just like turning her eyes back.
Here's some popcorn. She's just ready to eat. She's like, I'm ready for this.
What? I don't understand what the difference. Like, I'm truly at, like, what is the difference?
So now you're saying there are multiple soulmates.
I'm not saying there's multiple people in seasons. Yes, I think, but your true soulmate. So I think there could be multiple ones, but your true soulmate is the person that stays with you, that is with you till the end. You fight through stuff. You don't leave when stuff gets hard, and you fight. That is your soulmate. You are living with your mate and your souls together. And your
yes, we are doing that. But people's, I'm just saying, people's idea.
Am I your soulmate? Yes or no?
We need a soulmate expert. Stat.
People's idea of soulmate is that there's one person, one, not multiple soulmates, one person out there for him.
Right. Okay? I'm your one person.
Yes. But I'm saying, you've even said yourself, I've had multiple soulmates.
Right.
I thought one
they,
someone
they
before.
Just I thought like I thought they were the love of my life. They weren't. Just like I thought I was
okay, gonna that's
marry
all I'm saying is that it's
cowboy
ever changing.
I didn't.
So
he
the next
cowboy
person. I know you always like to say this and be, and you always like to say, well, Mike, if we get divorced, so I'm going to play that card. If we got divorced,
then you're not my soulmate.
Okay.
And there's someone else out there for me.
Then the next person is your soulmate. So it's just everyone, he's a soulmate, you're a soulmate, everyone's soulmate. It's like,
everybody's a soulmate.
When does it stop? Like, come on.
When you are with the person for life,
your twin flame.
Yeah.
Your soulmate, twin flame expert.
So
please.
If we were to be together till the end, you were truly my soulmate. And on my deathbed, I'll write in my little note, like, I love you were my soulmate. And then I'm, you know, going to die. And you're going to be like, man, I wish I would have told her that she was my soulmate.
Wow, this took a really dark turn.
Yeah. I see the movie right now.
I'm going to be on a dying bed. She's like, just tell me. I'm like, no. Yeah.
You can tell her when you go upstairs.
I just
her
don't know what the difference between. I mean, if you can honestly look at me right now and say that I'm not your soulmate / the one.
You're my wife and you're the one I'm meant to be with.
I need the term. I need to know I'm your soulmate.
This is going to drive her so nuts.
So mad.
Like, Jana, if she really likes a meal, something really good.
Definitely not fajitas.
And if you definitely not fajitas. And she wants you to try a bite. If you say no, she'll get like highs with anxiety. She's like, no, you have to try this. I'm like, no.
Because I know it's so good.
She's like, we no, were on, you need to try
we
this.
We were on our baby moon and I was eating the most incredible ceviche ever. Uh-huh. And
I think I saw this.
It was so good. And I was like, honey, will you please try a bite? He's like, no, I'm good. I was like, can you please try a bite? Because I just know how good it was.
She takes it personal. Like, she made it. She's like, please try this.
I knew how much you'd love it. And guess what? Did he order like five more the entire time we were there?
It was it was fantastic. But the point was, for 20 minutes, she was like, couldn't sit still. She's like, just try it.
Just please try it. And then he's like, well, try this. So I was like, no, I'm good. But for some reason, when I want someone to try something because I know that they're going to like it, it physically gives me hives and I'm starting to get anxiety. I was like, just eat the effing ceviche.
So now she's gonna feel this way about me not saying the soulmate.
Well, it just makes me sad that like you don't think that I'm the one in this.
You're the one I'm meant to be with. What's the,
how is that? I would Google airplane writing words over homes and like, Jana, you're my soulmate.
Nobody doesn't believe it. I mean, it's fine. Yeah, I'm not your soulmate. I'm going to keep looking for my soulmate. So if anyone wants to be my soulmate, email me at janakramer@iheartmedia.com.
Oh my
I'm going to find myself a soulmate. Next topic.
And they'll find themselves
wow,
6 feet under.
What else happened this week?
Oh.
We've just turned to Dateline.
I'm just kidding.
So the next thing is when we were doing our little have a seat, which you can find on YouTube. Mm-hmm. My husband says, so here's the deal. I went to therapy and I've just been very overwhelmed. We have a new baby coming, obviously, in less than 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fast approaching and I get very overwhelmed with things. I have a very hard time delegate. I love delegating, but I have a very hard time asking for help. So my therapist encouraged me to ask for help more.
Okay.
So I wrote a honey to-do list. And I said, and I put on there too, when I would like it done, because I want things done yesterday. But you know,
was
like,
a dollhouse on this honey to do list?
We'll get there later. Okay. Yeah. Because that's a great point too. No, it was not on there. But so I said, you know, please have all the trash taken out by mm-hmm. the end of the month. Clean up the backyard, you know, sometime this week would be nice. Please, and there was a few things with the kids that I was having. We need to transfer some of Jolie's medical stuff. And I said, please call her doctor's places and get her files sometime before this date that we're going to the new doctor at.
Okay.
Just things that, like, I wanted to alleviate off of my plate. And he says to me, Michael.
I said, okay. No, first of all, I said, okay.
That's not the first thing you said.
When you gave me the list?
Mm-hmm.
How long is the list?
Okay. There was like four things.
Okay. What did I say?
You were like right now you have to like give this to me.
Well, again, it's like timing. I was in the middle of doing something. Okay. And it's just like, I hate when I get overloaded too. So it's like, I'm in the middle of doing something, taking care of something. And then she like hands me this list and I'm like right now, like you're going to hand this when I'm in the middle of like doing some work or whatever it was I was doing. Like, you're going to hand this to me? So it's all about timing for me. Like,
okay. But then he says, well, where's your honey to-do list? So his question, which he posed, so he said that one day, and I kind of let it go. Until last night,
uh-huh.
when we're doing our have a seat, he goes, well, I have a question. Why don't the guys ever write a honey to-do list for the wife?
I said,
and he was serious. Her eyes just not I was out of her eyes.
I said, has a guy, we can watch it. It's video proof. I said, has a guy ever given his wife a honey to-do list?
He'd be out
I didn't say, why don't, I said, I didn't say, why don't guys? I said, has a guy ever done that?
What would you put on the list, Mike?
Stuff we want you to get done.
Like what?
What? What have
it's already
I
all
not
done.
Done?
It's already all
Thank
done.
Thank you.
Easton's over there just not coming. He's like, you're on your own, pal.
He's like, no, dude. Have I not done that you would like to put on the honey to-do list for your wife? Go ahead, Mike. You have the floor. Everyone's listening. What do you want to put on there?
His face is so red, by the way.
I'm serious. Here, you asked and posed a question. I would like to know what you want me to do on top of everything else that I do that you want on that list. Go ahead.
I didn't come prepared.
My point but exactly.
What I would like you to do
okay.
is...
This is a joke if you even...
Pick up after yourself.
Excuse me?
Is... I don't know what else to say.
Pick up because
it's already all done.
Okay.
It's already all done.
No, she leaves stuff around the house more than I do.
That like what?
You know what? I'm so sorry. I'm literally going to throw this pen right in your eyeball. But you had told me one time that I sometimes leave my shoes around the house. I have done a very good
you
job
have
to
done
make
very,
sure
you've done a great
to
job.
Put my shoes away.
You've done a great job.
What else have I left around the house? You leave things in things that shouldn't, that aren't, like I have this cute little candle thing and he puts his coins and shit in there and I'm like, this is not for your pens, your coins,
I'm
your
sorry.
Bullets.
Be careful when you walk into our house because you're going to walk into about two dozen half-drinking LaCroix cans everywhere.
I'm pregnant.
So that stops you from throwing them away?
Jen, please counsel us right now.
I'm just hoping that you drove separately here today.
Oh, trust me.
Did you drive separately?
I'm Ubering home.
Really? Separately, I think.
No, I just, there's just so many things that I do that wives do that you don't know that we even do. For example, like we talked about,
look, we don't have to count and keep score. We don't have to count and keep score. I get it.
You know what?
My whole point was,
I'm going to say this to all the women out there, all the wives, all the girlfriends, everything. Leslie, you know me, girl, and I got you right now. For the next week, don't touch anything. Don't do anything. The world will fall apart. Give it another week. Your life is over. Like, you guys challenge are screwed.
Accepted. How dare you challenge me?
I'm not challenging you. Just I'm challenging the wives.
Women to just go on strike.
Stop. Go on strike. Yeah.
Actually, that would be
don't
fun
pick
experiment.
Up the kids' stuff. Don't do the laundry. Don't fold their clothes. Don't put away their over.
Don't load the dishwasher.
I will give Michael that. We do a very good job of like doing the dishwasher and doing those like household chores. Yeah. I will give him that. But when it comes to the kids' stuff, the planning, and you know, all the things that I set up for the new baby, you know what? I'm just not going to do anything anymore, and I'm going to see. And you always, will you do it before me? Okay, I'll see if you even think of something. The things that actually need to be taken place. Whew, I'm heated. I'm on strike, ladies and gentlemen.
You're going to have a lot of spa days.
Yes, I am.
I mean, what else are you going to do? Right?
Hey, honey.
Hi.
So can you guys explain to me?
I'm going to eat my watermelon now. Cool.
The giant dollhouse that's being constructed that looks like a guest house.
That's right.
We were talking about Christmas ideas.
It's actually a guest room in the back. Since our son's taking our third bedroom here, it's actually the guest room.
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, guys.
So we were looking at our backyard, and we realized that the playground set that we got for Jolie last Christmas, she's completely outgrown. She doesn't even stand in it anymore. She's too big for it. She doesn't even go in it. So I started looking up dollhouses online, and they're very expensive.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
like $2,000 up, like absolutely. The real nice wooden ones. So I was like, hey, honey, I was thinking about buying this for Jolie for Christmas because, as you know, I'm already on top of things for what we should get our daughter for Christmas.
You're 3 months ahead.
Yeah, I'm 3 months ahead of the game. He's just ugly staring at me right now.
He was giving you side eye.
Over me.
Side eye.
So anyways, so I said, so we're building right now a house in Nashville, okay? So we're going to... We're making our move back to Nash sometime next year. And he wants a workbench. So this is a little offside moment. He wants a workbench in his garage. And I said, why do you want a workbench? You don't build anything.
Oh.
Like, you don't. And I've never, for as long
I was like,
as
you
I've
still need
him,
a place. You need cabinets. You need a workbench. You need stuff. Even if it's household stuff. You need to fix something. You got to have a place to do it. You don't do it on the kitchen counter.
I grew up,
you have a workbench. You have a garage. You got cabinets. You got tools. That's what you do.
For the 3 years, I've never seen him do anything on the workbench that we had at the old house. He might have put like a little like nail, like those little nail things that you put for, you know, hanging like a painting. I was like, you've never done anything handy, right? So he's like, we're circling back around. He's like, well, what if I make her a dollhouse? And I was like, you can't make her a dollhouse. Like, there's no way. And he's like, if I make her a dollhouse, can I get my workbench in the house? And I said, fine. If you can prove to me that you can actually make a dollhouse. So cut to the next day, he was at Home Depot and he got all this wood and go ahead, Michael.
Yeah. So again, just because Jana hasn't seen me physically do any of this, you know, carpentry or manual labor or anything like that, because we haven't had to, but there's nothing we've had to build or do anything like that because she hasn't seen it firsthand. She doesn't think I'm handy. So I'm like, all right, I have to shut that off real quick. Because I grew up building stuff with my dad all the time. We built decks. We built sheds. I've done it all. And so I was like, all right, well, challenge accepted. I'm going to show you that I am. So I went, got the necessary tools, got the lumber, and I'm building it myself. And she even asked me, like, I was putting spacing in between the floorboards. She's like, how do you know how to do that? I was like, because I know how to do this.
You look like a total pro. You have that triangle metal thing, and you have a pencil out, and you're like.
Yes.
Well, producer Amy texted me, and she goes, let's talk about the fact that your husband's wearing a tool belt, but it looks like nothing's actually in the tool belt.
Yes.
He's just walking around with an empty tool belt.
Which is really funny. I even laughed at that.
You guys went on date night? You were working on it. You went on date night. And then all of a sudden, I was like, is he nailing stuff together at midnight?
Yeah, I thought like we were going to come home after like a really nice date night and we're going to cuddle in bed and have a little like intimate time.
No,
he went back out to the dollhouse to start like nailing stuff.
Up.
Yeah, I was like, not the way that I wanted to end the night, but
it's just she
you're
lit
nailing
a,
something.
She lit a fire.
But I'm a bunch. Thank you. I'm here all day.
She lit a fire up under me, and now all I want to do is just get that done and show her and prove to her like that I am handy and I know how to do these things.
I mean, it's like a two-story like dollhouse that he's building him.
It's a guest house.
It's 8 feet by 8 feet. Uh-huh. Okay.
How many bedrooms?
1.5. Okay.
I will say I'm really impressed by you. I'm impressed that you haven't quit yet.
I'm not going to. Like, what?
Are you going to use real? What are those called? Shingles or tile? What is that on the roof?
Yeah, real shingles. I haven't decided yet. Mm-hmm. Still, it's like
sliding windows or
probably remote windows, all cool. Power controlled. Oh, yeah, outside.
I mean,
yeah.
This is like you guys are going to have to move it to Nashville.
We have to. And I will say, I'm. It's really cute to see Jolie and him. They were working on it together. So I was like, this is really cute. Sweet.
Yeah. And I will say, like, I was coming home yesterday from Home Depot, and as maybe hokey as this sounds, I was carrying some more lumber into the backyard. And I just had a moment where I felt extremely grateful and kind of reflected on the past couple years, what we've been through, where we've been. I was like, how awesome is this that I'm in the place I am getting to build my daughter like this dollhouse and house.
I'm tearing up because I'm pregnant or hormonal.
In a house that we share together as a family. I had a moment yesterday. I wanted to share it with Jana. And I meant to yesterday, but crying. We got busy. But yeah, I felt that. I was like, this is the best feeling ever. Like, if there's any kind of healthy behavior, like, this is it.
That's really sweet.
It was cool.
That's cool. Cool.
I'm sorry for everything I said during this podcast. And I think you're an amazing husband. And I love you. And I think you're so great. And you can write me a honey to-do list if you want.
Thank you, honey.
No, that's sweet. And I'm just, it's the healthy behavior. And you're just, I'm really proud of you. I'm excited to see this dollhouse come together.
It's going to be great. Everyone's going to love it.
So I'm really excited about this thing that I just learned about. It's called Legacy Box. I have so many photos that are, mm-hmm. I mean, albums and albums, which I miss, honestly, today in this day and age. But, you know, from childhood, my parents have so many pictures in their garage and all these books. And they're just kind of sitting there. And I never, do you ever get to see yours? I mean, they're just kind of in a...
They're just in a box in the garage.
So it's taking up space, first and foremost. But then also, I kind of want to be able to have it all in one thing. So that's why I'm really excited about Legacy Box. Because all you have to do is send your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures. And they'll do the rest. So they put your moments on thumb drive, digital download, or DVD. Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos. I think we should do that, don't you think?
Yeah.
I did this over the summer. I took a photo album, and it took me hours because you scan. I do like four at a time. Yeah.
Oh.
But then you have to go in and you have to like split up the different things because it copies them all as one big collage and I don't want them. It took me forever. Oh, I wish I had used Legacy Box. From now on, I'm going
to. See, it's hard to
That's
say
so
it,
isn't
cool.
it?
Legacy Box.
Legacy Box.
Legacy Box. I wonder if they'll take rolls of film because I opened my college trunk the other day and I have
undeveloped
film
in there, and I have no idea where to take it.
I'm sure they will.
Or what's on there.
I have old cassettes of me and my friends messing Mixed around when tapes? I was a kid, when I was like 7 years old. I'd want that kept forever.
Oh, absolutely. For sure.
Yeah. I have like old CDs that I remember I burned for like, you know, the old like high school boyfriends.
Oh,
stuff,
yeah, mixtapes.
You know? Like, yeah. It's 7 o'clock. I'm in my
I think everyone here had a mixtape with that song on there.
Yeah,
everybody.
Well, there's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit legacybox.com today to get started. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering my listeners an exclusive discount. Go to legacybox.com/Jana to get 40% off your first order. Or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to legacybox.com/Jana and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past today. I'm actually really excited about this because I feel like this term gets thrown around a lot. Mm-hmm. But yet, do we really know the true definition of what a narcissist is?
Right. And how many do we have in our lives?
Exactly.
Right.
And are we a narcissist?
I can count five.
But are you one, though? That's the thing.
No.
We're about to find out. Yeah. Laura?
I wish.
Yes.
Hey, you got the crew. You got the wind down crew.
Awesome.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, girls.
Hi.
So we're really excited to have you on because can you just, you know, first off, tell us and our listeners, what is the true definition of a narcissist?
A narcissist is truly someone with a personality disorder. In my book, there are eight characteristics that psychologists, psychiatrists mm-hmm. have said that a person with narcissistic personality disorder has.
Can you tell me those eight?
I can. I'm going to look them up.
Because I'm going to check them and see if my husband applies to any of these ones.
How many boxes are checked?
You know, people say everyone knows a narcissist in his or her life.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah.
I believe that.
How many of those they come to realize that the narcissist is looking back at them in the mirror?
None, because there's no self-awareness with a narcissist. Right. Absolutely not.
That's very true. Yeah. Okay, so can you just give me some of the points so we can jot those down?
Here we go. I'll give you all of them. Okay, the first one has a grandiose sense of self-importance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For example, they exaggerate their achievements and their talents. They expect to be recognized as superior without any commensurate achievements. Okay. So, yeah. Number two is preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty, or love.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, believe that he or she is special and unique, and should only be surrounded or associate with other special or high-status people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The next one requires excessive admiration.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing your checklist?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. I love it. It has a very strong sense of entitlement, unreasonable expectations from people. The next one is exploitation. Tative of others, so basically they take advantage of other people to serve themselves. A big one is this huge. I have not heard of or met a narcissist that has empathy. A narcissist lacks empathy.
Yeah,
they do not look at the feelings or needs of others. And there are two more: is often envious of others, mm-hmm. or believes that others are envious of him or her. And then the last one is regularly shows arrogant, haughty behaviors or attitudes.
Potty behaviors?
Haughty, like...
or potty.
Yeah.
Like potty mouth?
Or potty.
Or...
Haughty. H-A-U-T-H-C-Y.
I was like, well, yes. Crap. I mean, check that one off for me. Shoot.
Sorry, so it's that X's accent.
No, that's Texas. Okay. Have you ever actually met someone that has all of these?
My ex has seven of the eight.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. How long were you with your ex?
Way too long. 16 years.
How did you survive? Seriously.
Lots of counseling. Mm-hmm. I eventually lived upstairs. I talk about all of this in my book that's called Ugly Love. Eventually lived upstairs and even moved from the guest room into my son's room because he would not come in there and scream at me and yell at me if my little boy was around.
Wow. How did you break away? Because isn't it almost impossible to get away from a narcissist?
Yeah, like don't they, what's the word? They play with your brain. Mm-hmm. They manipulate
they gaslight you.
Yeah.
It's called gaslighting.
Yes.
They gaslight you and they eventually isolate you from friends, family,
mm-hmm.
and they tell you, they make you think you're so crazy. He would say things like, Laura, I'm the only one who could ever love you. If you ever leave me, good luck. You can't compete with all these other women in Dallas. No one will love you. You know, you better stick with me.
Wow.
So you start to believe that. But, how did I leave? Through therapy and realizing leaving wouldn't be any worse than what I was going through.
It'd be better, probably.
Right. Life would
probably,
be better.
Your life is probably so much, you can breathe.
I'm the happiest I've ever been.
Did you grow up with a narcissistic parent?
Is a great question. Yes. Mm-hmm. Typically all the women, I have a Facebook group, it's called Victorious Voices, and it's mostly women. We have a couple of guys that are members, but almost everyone has someone in their family that is a narcissist, and that becomes your default because it's that conditional, almost unattainable love, and you never really get that from that parent or grandparent. So you try to find that in your next significant relationship, which is often a partner.
What is your best advice to deal with family members who are full-blown narcissists?
Stay away as much as you can. And when you are in their presence, don't expect anything from them. It helped me to learn to anticipate what mine was a parent, what this parent would say to me. Even in the last few years, I would think, oh, she's going to criticize how I am setting the table or how I'm raising my son. And I would count like one, two, three, and then there it would be. So
are you asking for a friend, Jen?
I prepare myself emotionally.
Wow. Michael, do you know anyone that's a true narcissist like this that has all those 8 points? Because I mean,
no,
I'm looking at
him
and I don't know. There are things that I can be like, oh, maybe this 1 point or this one, but I don't know anyone that actually has all.
Well, that's
eight.
What I was going to ask, Laura. After how many of these kind of going down the checklist, does someone have to have check off, you know, 3 out of the 8 to be really considered a true narcissist? Or is there, do you have any kind of system around that?
It's 5 of the 8. That's what psychologists and psychiatrists have determined. And those 8 characteristics are listed in there. It's called the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Personality or Psychiatric Disorders. So it is truly an illness. And, you know, they don't change. These people don't change. No. So, you know, it's get out or stay away or learn to have a very, very thick skin.
You really don't think there's any hope for a narcissist at all, even if they were to go through, because really, they just don't. I'm getting,
okay,
I'm
so here's
getting
what
Mike
I learned.
And Jen are shaking their heads at me right
now. Okay.
But I mean, for Mike, I mean, Mike, like you could have, you were a strong manipulator and you've now been able to kind of see and change that.
Yeah, but I also had the capability of empathy and didn't think of myself better than other people. And I'm still a grounded human being. So yes, I had negative traits of things like being manipulating to hide my secrets or flaws or whatever, but I had other characteristics that completely go against what a narcissist does.
He didn't have the checklist to diagnose him with a personality disorder. Personality disorders are almost untreatable.
So they're just screwed.
Pretty much.
Pretty
and the
much.
People around them.
Everyone's like, someone's got to say it.
Somebody's got to say
it. But that's sad, though. That's sad that someone, you can't get through people like that.
Well, we all know people that it's hard to get through to them.
Right.
Even
right
if
but I think, I mean, over time, can't you, if there was like an intervention to be like, look, 10 out of 10 people in this room think that you have all these traits and you really need to look at yourself. Like, even that wouldn't work.
But it's like if you have like an old senile grandparent or something, like you just kind of accept it, right? So it's kind of
so
to the degree of that.
So
like
a narcissist is an old senile person?
Not necessarily, but I'm just
personality
saying.
Personality disorders.
I'm just saying that's just an example of you just accepting how they are. It's like, oh, this is my grandfather. This is my grandmother. She's this way. That's just her. And you accept it. Yeah. And so dealing with people with this, I feel like it's kind of the same thing. Once you address it and you acknowledge it, you're like, you know what? You are what you are. Call it, you know, a spade and move on.
Right. You agree?
I don't think it's 100% hopeless, but I will tell you, of all the research I've done, there is a psychologist, a guy named Lundy Bancroft, and he has counseled over 2,000 abusive, emotionally and verbally abusive men. And he says he's only seen just a handful, like 2 or 3, change, and it took years and years.
Wow. He must be exhausted.
So, do you see it more in this day and age, or is it more... Because I honestly see some of these traits in someone in my family. So, or do you see it as older people, or is it does age really make a difference?
Age doesn't make a difference. You know, there's a lot of people joke, oh, it's the millennials. They're very narcissistic. But then you look at those millennials that care so much about the environment and its impact on all of us and others. And so, I don't know, but age does not make a difference. You know, I still have a narcissistic parent and in her 70s. And then I have, my ex who's in his 50s. So.
And do you tell her she's a narcissist?
Yes, there's a chapter in the book about it. And we do not speak right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a freeing feeling. It's kind of like when I left my ex-husband. So
what do you do now to like move forward in your new relationships? Like what are you just like, if you see one of these traits, you run for the hills, or are you just kind of more cautious?
There are some traits to look for when you're dating, and I've learned what those are.
Ooh, share.
And,
please.
Yes. There are 3 or 4 that I'll tell you they're the most important. One is narcissists are very, very charming. Like on a first date.
Ding, my husband. Got it. There you go, honey. Okay.
They will roll out the red carpet for you, flowers, you know, the nicest restaurant, blah, blah, blah. Another one is that, and they like to move very, very fast. They want to hook you, and if you don't see that any perceived, defaults in their character or any, you know, just like lack of integrity. They want to move very, very fast, whether it's with intimacy or, you know, telling you, I love you. I had a guy tell me he loved me on the second date. I'm like, really? I've known you for like about an hour and a half. How do you know that?
Because you're that awesome,
on the second date. Yeah, don't I wish. And then another one is, you'll notice that they eventually begin to gaslight you. Like, they'll subtly say, they'll say something and then you might question them about it. Like, they'll say, your hair looks okay. And then you'll ask them about it later. Well, you don't like my hair this way? No, I never said anything like that. I've never mentioned your hair.
So they're like starting to make you feel crazy.
Yes, you start to feel crazy. Mm. So those are probably the top three to four.
Sounds like a lifetime.
Wish
movie.
I would have met you 3 years ago.
I hope not.
I'm just ignoring all of these comments right now.
No, I will say those, like the charming and moving fast, that just plays onto our love addiction. So I think.
Yes, I'm there. I'm a love addict too.
Yeah, so me and my husband. So that's, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you
I
think?
Get it.
Why do you think the term narcissist or narcissism is thrown around as easily as it is? Like, you know, people get in arguments. You're such a narcissist, or this or that. Why do you think that is?
I think the word is more commonplace these days, right. And not to get political, but you know what I'm talking about. So,
right.
so people tend to just use that word, not knowing exactly what a true narcissist is. Someone who's maybe ultra confident, they say, oh, you're such a narcissist. No, you can be very confident but not be a narcissist.
For sure.
Right.
That makes sense.
I mean, look at what you three do. You know, you have this awesome podcast and you're confident in what you do, but you're not a narcissist. You have empathy.
Yeah. I mean, I look at this list and I don't feel like I'm a narcissist.
Wait. No, you're not.
Okay.
Why
are you laughing, Jen?
Because I think it's so funny that you're like, hold on, do I check any of these boxes?
Well, I mean, I think sometimes we can, you know, but these I don't think. Maybe, no. No.
You don't check. Okay. No.
Laura,
you're
now in your life, you know, post your divorce with your ex-husband and everything, do you still kind of deal with a lot of trauma from that relationship, trying to move forward in your personal life with other, you know, men or dating?
That's a great question. I did initially with men I would date. I would, I found myself, especially right after the divorce, being attracted to narcissists. So I've had to reset my default, if you will. And lately I've kind of gone the other way. I'll go out with guys I'm not even attracted to. And I end up on a date going, okay, this really sucks.
Right.
I've got to get a happy medium. So yes, in the beginning I did.
And
I
it's
did.
Uncomfortable in the beginning, isn't it?
Yes.
What a great journey though. Yeah. I mean, you went through something that sucks, but you have like the silver lining. You have a book that's called Ugly Love, A Survivor Story of Narcissistic Abuse. So I think that's really great because now you're able to give back in the struggles that you faced.
I have. I spoke with a woman yesterday and she's been with a narcissist for almost 20 years and she's ready to go. And so we talked about how to exit that relationship without losing her money and her kids and her home and all the things that are important to her. And she texted me last night. She goes, I just feel like I can conquer the world now. And I thought, okay, that's why I wrote the book right there. I'm done.
Yep.
That's awesome.
That was your purpose. That's amazing.
That was my purpose.
So where can my listeners find everything about you?
I have a website called theuglylovebook.com, and then you can find my book on Amazon or barnesandnoble.com. And then if you want to friend me on Facebook, it's Laura Carranza with a CH, and I can lead you to my page for those of us that have been through this journey or are going through it.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for sharing your insight, and I'm going to start Xing some people out of my life.
Right? Weed that garden.
Weed that garden, baby. Thank you so much,
Laura. Thank you, Laura.
Do it.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I honestly feel like the narcissistic people I have in my life, though, are older. Are all older people in my family.
I feel the same way.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. What about you?
Yeah. I don't even know. I can honestly say I don't think I have a true narcissist that I know or in my family. Mm-hmm. I think, again, for me, maybe a grandparent or something, they're kind of stuck in their ways. That's how I look at it, because they don't check all these boxes. There are some that they're definitely not. So
that's true.
I think that in that sense, it's a generational thing, possibly. I don't think, like, your question to her about does age affect whether someone's a narcissist or they're more mm-hmm. narcissist in an older generation. I think just there's more, the older generation, there's more people stuck in their ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually got into radio from a play on this word because I wrote a story in fourth grade called Susacran, which is narcissist backwards.
Oh.
And Susacran was the opposite character of narcissist. Narcissus.
You came up with that?
Yes.
And in fourth grade?
In fourth grade. Damn. And he was insecure and unsure of himself and wouldn't look in the lake to see his reflection. And so it was the complete opposite. And I won the Young Author Award for Michigan. And I got to read the story live on air for the AM station in Detroit.
That's so cool.
And when I walked into the studio, I was like, oh my God, I love this.
Aww.
That's super cool. So
that's how I got into it.
What a great story.
Yes. That's really cool.
Do you have the recording of that?
I'm trying to get it. I've been trying and trying to get it.
You should, if you do get it, put it in a legacy box, and that way you can have it forever.
Bam!
Got him.
Hey, so we've been trying to eat really healthy. I love Thrive Market. It's really, really easy. It's basically an online marketplace on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. So, for us, Jolie, she can't have peanut butter in her school, so we can get Justin's almond butter, we can cashew butter, we have a pumpkin bread mix. You can get everything you need, non-GMO food, snacks, vitamin supplements, personal care products, eco-friendly cleaning supplies, non-toxic beauty products. I mean, literally anything you can think of from kitchen to food to organic baby food to kid products, so much. And everything gets shipped straight to your door, so it's so easy. So right now, get 25% off your first order and get a free 30-day trial at thrivemarket.com/Jana. Do the math. So if you normally spend $100 at the grocery store, it'd be around $50 to $75 on Thrive Market because of their already low prices. And again, you're getting amazing stuff, organic, non-GMO, etc. So, and now they're giving you an extra 25% off. thrivemarket.com/Jana. No promo code is necessary. Just thrivemarket.com/Jana. I am so excited because I have the most incredibly beautifully talented woman in studio right now, Nicole Ari Parker. Y'all,
all right.
You are so you're naturally just stunning. I mean,
thank you.
Your makeup and you look gorgeous,
thank you.
But what do you do? Like, your face is just like,
you know,
flawless.
You're really making me feel good right now.
You look so good.
I don't know. Are you like a family morning show? Because the truth is, I like stop drinking.
That's great.
Stop drinking
Stop drinking wine.
The 1 o'clock every night.
What?
Yep. Every night.
Don't tell me that. I have to.
That's her nightmare.
I have that every single night. Obviously, I can't right now, but I'm not. I can't. That's what I have to give up.
I said the same thing, and then I was like 30 pounds over the top, and I stopped.
Wow.
I cut it out.
But I mean,
it's
what about
horrible. It's no
even
fun.
Even for the skin? That helps your skin?
Because it dehydrates you. All that stuff. You know, you read all those beauty
blogs. It hydrates me.
You read the beauty blogs and you're like, really? 8 glasses of water, no booze, no bread. Who lives like that?
Right.
Because I'm a pasta, wine, drinking,
so what do you
coffee
do
drinking.
Now?
Nothing.
Oh my God.
No fun.
Oh,
I'm
well,
just
I
about
thought we
me.
Were going to be friends.
I mean,
but
I
you
know.
Drink vodka.
I've got some friends. Right. I'm the friend with the lime and the seltzer water now.
No.
Yeah.
But what about that's
but
not
it,
living,
but in the
though,
last, listen,
right?
It was a nightmare the first couple weeks, mm-hmm. but I lost 10 pounds. Doing
the first couple weeks?
Yes. Because it's just, you're just swollen. You're just inflamed.
Oh, see, I disagree with you because my trainer always says.
I disagreed with myself. Okay.
Well, okay, maybe I'm disagreeing, but I will say this. I feel like my body works differently because my trainer says, stop the wine and you'll get the bloat. When I stop the wine, I get more bloated. And then when I drink my wine, my stomach's flatter.
Your husband. He's like,
it's
this
so
is,
true.
This is, this
truth?
Is her rationalization,
I'm
Nicole.
You right
my
now.
Stomach is flatter in the morning,
Jana,
when I wake up, when I have wine. I mean, obviously,
listen,
I can't now, but.
That's the mom and the wife in you. That's the married with kids in you.
Girl,
talking.
It's how I survive. So I just, yeah.
I am,
you know,
so
what?
Much prettier with the martini.
If I have to get more Botox so that I can continue, then that's what I'm going to do. I'll get some more hydrofacials.
No, listen, and I'm not going to be the person who never has a drink of champagne at the wedding. You know, I'm not going to be that person, but I had to do something. And I didn't want to get like a bunch of fillers in my face, you know, and it was starting to show. My birthday's on Sunday.
Oh,
it
is.
Congratulations.
Is it a big
monumental
one?
Well,
what?
Yeah.
No way.
No.
Yeah. No.
Stop.
Yeah.
No. Wait, when did you quit
drinking
wine?
I mean, I'm still
wine?
Not drinking wine, but
you
still.
I love it. You guys want to do the math. But listen, yeah, I was born in 1970. Oh my God.
But what's your background though?
Yeah.
Racially?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what? I wish I had a really sexy answer for you. Like I'm half Dominican.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not. I'm just light skin. I'm black. I'm all black.
But
my dad
they
is
say
chocolate.
Black don't crack. So it's like, oh, I don't right. know. You know what I mean? So that's right. the thing. Yes. Like, so it's yes. like, really, is it the
Maybe
wine or is it the great skin?
Maybe that's it. But no, seriously, I just took a break from wine. I didn't really do anything else. I'm not really a tequila person. I just had mm-hmm. my glass of wine every night. And I lost weight. My skin cleared up. I use 1,000 creams and serums. I'm just, you know, fighting the clock. Like
you're just taking
of
care of yourself.
I'm just taking care of myself.
You're taking an aggressive approach to taking care of yourself.
Your kids are.
That's okay. That. Yes. That's great.
He summed it up.
Stop sucking up to her right now because I know you want something from her right now. And we'll get to that later.
What is your workout?
I don't kill myself in real time. I just do something every day. Mm-hmm. And then on the weekends, I don't really do that much. But I like, you know, I do cardio. You know, I just mm-hmm. go for it. That high intensity really works. 20 minutes, that's usually all I have. And then I'll just do a circuit. You know, you don't have to pay someone. I've had really great trainers. But I got to the point with traveling and shooting and working mm-hmm. and crazy schedules.
You're on Empire right now.
I'm on Empire right now. Yay! And I shoot out of town in Chicago. Yep. My family's here in LA, so I'm flying home all the time. I had to create like a 20-minute workout for myself. And basically, you can get out of bed in your pajamas and you can either go for a run, if that's what you mm-hmm. like, outdoors, or if you're in your pajamas, you lay down on the side of the bed, you do 10 sit-ups, 10 push-ups, 10 squats, 10 jumping jacks, and you do that 5 times.
With a glass of wine in hand.
In the morning?
In the morning? Well, you have breakfast and then a mimosa.
Yeah. No, but that's great, though.
Yeah.
I mean, and you have two kids.
Yes.
Ages 10?
11 and 13.
11 and 13.
Yes.
Boys, girls?
Nicholas. Is going to be 12 on Halloween.
Oh, Halloween birthday. That's
and
awesome.
Sophie's my 13-year-old eighth grader.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how's a 13-year-old girl? Because we have a 3-year-old girl right now and then a boy on the way. So
I know you're still
me.
In the wonderful stage.
The what
know?
Stage?
Mm-hmm. It's the wonderful.
She's kind
okay.
Of,
wonderful's a strong word.
It is so more times wonderful.
Yes,
it is.
Yes. More times wonderful. But she's been super challenging lately.
Yeah, but then she has that 1 second of sweetness. You're like, okay.
It is the 1 second of sweetness. But you know what?
That's what we're in, the 1 second of sweetness.
I just tried to do everything right. I like, okay, you got to have manners. You mm-hmm. got to be a good person. Right. You got to know how to make your bed. You got to eat spaghetti with not your fingers. You know what I mean? You have to say your grace. I just tried to give them everything. And then around 9, 10, 11, you start to see what sticks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So like, I didn't really clearly do well on the bed making discipline part. But my
is your husband more the disciplinary?
Yeah, he's kind mm-hmm. of like regimented. He's really good with teaching them time management because, you know, 7th and 8th grade these days, it's serious business. Like, you have to monitor the phone time.
Yes.
This is my son's a little athlete, the athletics. And mm-hmm. so right now at 13, my daughter is a really sweet, kind person who just likes blue nail polish and blue hair extensions.
That's so sweet.
Oh, I love that.
And she how long have you been married
first
for?
Boy. 13 and a half years.
Wow. Yeah.
What is the
We've known each other for
thing about y'all's
years.
Relationship?
I can't believe it. That's like 100 years in Hollywood.
Yes.
People ask us to speak on marriage panels.
I believe that for sure. I believe that.
So what's your secret?
I don't know. You know, it's like married is one thing. I was just saying this. And married with kids is another thing. Mm-hmm. It's a really hard job. And anyone who tells you different has like 8,000 nannies. Okay. I have one amazing one. But in terms of your relationship, some of the old fashioned stuff. You know what I mean? Like when you find your husband, you got to make him your boyfriend.
Right.
You know, you
right.
got to still be boyfriend and girlfriend. That includes date night. That includes, you know, caring about what you wear. That's, mm-hmm. And also being nice. Like we have every right in the world to be grumpy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So much stuff is coming at us. And we're developing all these skills. Like I'm sure you can catch your baby like without even thinking. And now you're going to have two. You're going to have like these crazy octopus arms. Yeah. Your brain's going to explode. You're going to know the weather 3 days in advance. Mm-hmm. And then, do you know what I mean? And now like somebody drops something and you're in traffic. Like you might have a meltdown. And you're going to call mm-hmm. your husband. You don't understand the 405. It just is so unfair. And he's not going to understand. But that's just the reality. And so like the husband has to work too on
has
this.
He ever given you a honey to-do list?
What's the honey to-do list?
Well, you know how we give men honey to-do lists.
That was my other thing, like try not to give too many lists.
But has the husband, would you even think that that's something that a husband should do for the wife, that the wife should have a honey to-do list?
Well, you know what? I would love that.
What?
I would love that.
I love
because
her.
Listen, I would love it. No, because what happens in a marriage is that you break down communication. Mm-hmm. He has all of a sudden he has hearing problems, you know,
but we do everything.
Yeah. But no, I could just walk in the room and my husband would know I'm there. And now I'm like at a party and I say, Boris, honey, sweetie, babe. Uh-huh. Yeah. But like, and so I think that if my husband woke up and said, you know what I would love? I would love it if you made the lasagna you made. And
okay,
I would love it
different.
If you wear that black dress. Because I love it.
That's
so
not
much.
A honey to do list. I'm talking and about.
That's a wish list.
That's
a,
then, yeah, that's not a honey to do list.
I would love to know
list.
That stuff because I'm like, you don't like the gray sweatpants? You know what I mean?
No. I mean like a honey to do list as in like, you know, tasks, which we already do without even them even thinking of the task.
Well, give me an example. Like, give me like top three.
Make the appointment for the kid's dentist. We've already done that. We've already been there, done that. Find
that's
out where the school's been
but
there, done that.
You got to sign up for that. Married with kids. You both got to do that. I'll call the dentist and make the appointment, but you got to take them. Do you know what I mean? We work together. Right. There's just no way we got to work together. People.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other thing is that, you know, those self-help books, they talk about you got to be happy inside yourself.
Yes.
You can't lean on another person or your happiness. I was like, well, I'm stuck with this person. This person better make me happy. That's what I really think. But after 13 years, guys, I can tell you that you got to work on yourself.
Yeah,
you gotta fix
have
to all
keep
those.
Growing.
Yes, and bring your happy to the dinner table. You just have to. There's no way you can't survive like that.
That's a good cookbook title. Bring your happy to the table.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I feel it coming, and I cook too. Do you
oh,
cook?
Good.
Let's do it together.
Okay.
I'm the cook in the family, so
really, my husband can cook. He's breakfast.
I do sides.
You do sides.
The main dish,
sides
do
are
the
very
sides.
Important. Can you make mashed potatoes?
Sure. I can mash some potatoes.
I can't make mashed potatoes.
No, I can do those. Why? Let's figure it out.
Let's figure it out.
Let's do it.
Bring
I love
happy
that.
To the dinner
so
table.
I'm going to tell, I'm kind of going to burst your bubble, babe, because she knows about what you put on your head.
I saw it.
So we share the same publicist.
I haven't seen it yet.
So when my husband was making the dollhouse, Jen.
Yes.
So
adorable dad situation.
Thank
Nicole
you.
Has come out with a new product. And so what Michael did is I brought this is... If those of you that can't see, obviously.
It's the cutoff sleeve of my shirt.
It is the cutoff sleeve.
Do you know what's... I didn't realize that's what that was in that picture.
Yeah, it's the cutoff sleeve of Michael's t-shirt. So he puts this on his head so that the sweat won't go in his eyes when he was working.
And I'm bald, so I need something on my head.
So when he was looking at your product, he's like, I needed this.
I was like, when I could actually use this.
I was like, we are bringing that then to show her that you literally
I love that you showed it to me.
Yeah, I brought it.
Because you're not ready for this bit of detail information.
No, please. Like, give it to us.
Like, 6 years ago, I sat down in my kitchen and I cut up my husband's dry fit t-shirt. To make my first prototype for my product that I'm now giving to your husband.
All right.
He must have felt intuitively that that was the secret ingredient.
This was us. Yeah, this was you a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's exactly what it, and my husband was not happy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I made it. And, you know, and then I'm just a mom. I was actress. I went to NYU, but I studied theater. I got a BFA, you know. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about business. And I just, you know, hit the ground running and asked questions and incorporated.
Great, let's see it. Let's see it. I'm like, let's see it. Honey, I want you to try it on.
So I saw that it was gray, so I bought him a gray.
Oh, wow.
So
Mark, can you pass that over?
Boys work out too. Yes. And I brought you ladies a couple.
So you designed this because...
And this was... I have two designs. One's the tie. And if you like them, I have tons of... I have like camo and sparkly.
Awesome.
And cool. I'm going to send you like a pretty package. But I just brought... What I have.
Can you explain to the listeners what they are?
Okay, there are a 3-layer sweatband that I created to fit every type of head, every type of hair. And it's just highly absorbent. Like, there's a lot of cute sweatbands out there, but the sweat just drips down your face. Mm-hmm. So I created a sweatband that actually absorbs your sweat. And then I know people who don't like the tie. Look at him.
Look at you. Superstar. You look like a Ninja Turtle.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I got to get a picture later. This is my bandy for people who just want to run errands. My cheerleader customer wears this. My mom's
so
on the run.
Honey,
and these are just cute little.
Oh, my God. I
love this.
Oh, my God.
It looks
Ninja.
So good. Wow,
this is going to be worn every day now
so
keep building the dollhouse.
Do you have the man type two that doesn't have the tie in the back?
Yeah, or I have gray and gray. Black. I'm gonna send you guys a little package.
Okay.
Oh, I'm gonna send your husband this in gray, white, and black.
Okay, gray, white. Perfect. Thank you. And
these are
fantastic.
So great.
And
so
really
it helps
soft.
You keep your hair nice.
Yeah, off your forehead. And, you know, it works for everybody. Like, I'm a black woman and I made it because we spend so much money on our hair.
Okay.
And I started my business, I did all these media buys, which basically, you know those infomercials you see at night? Like, I put the money back into buying those, shot an infomercial. My biggest return was on the Tennis Channel. Like my
I definitely. I can definitely see that.
All of a sudden, overnight, became like a every white female outdoor athlete was like, I need this. And then men realized they could wear two, but like I'm a completely, it's for everybody.
Is it
every age, every race, every size, and for bald people?
For the they're called Gym Wrap.
Gym Wrap, gymwrap.com.
Okay, so gymwrap.com, and then is there specifically for men and women? So no, bigger
they
ones
just have
or
killer.
Just...
No, I used to have three sizes, but everybody just bought one, so I just streamlined.
Well, you have a big head, so throw this one on.
I love the tie one.
If he likes the tie one, I'm going to send you a whole care package.
Okay.
I love it.
I mean, that's fantastic.
I've got boy colors, lots of
where,
boy colors.
Where can you, do you only e-commerce them online? Or
girl,
can you
after
buy them
6
store?
Years of pounding the pavement, I'm in Target.
Yay!
Yeah!
Congratulations!
And I just ordered more stores. I'm in like 1,100 awesome. Sally Beauty's.
Fantastic.
That's amazing. 1,100 Walmart's, and I'm online.
That's
I know.
Awesome.
Nicole,
and what do they retail for?
Thank you. Pardon me?
What do they retail for?
Different prices. Somewhere, anywhere between, I'm always having a sale. Okay. Like $14.99 to $19.99.
That's awesome. Great.
And you can either just rinse them out, squeeze them in your sink, and let them air dry. Don't put them in the dryer. Or you just throw them in with your towels or your pajamas.
So they won't shrink then if you do
wash
them.
Yeah. They last a really long time.
Wow. This is awesome.
So cool.
Yay.
Running, Zumba, yoga, spin, CrossFit, weight training, volleyball, basketball, tennis, anything. Anytime you sweat.
My son went to school. Like, I'm his mom, and he sees all my products laying around the house, and I'm making gift bags for people and sending out thank you notes for people who've supported me. He goes to school, and his friend is wearing the blue Gym Wrap in sixth grade. And he's like, what are you doing with my mom's headband on? He's like, this isn't your mom's headband on. My dad bought this for me from Target. And so I was like,
joke's on you, kid.
That's awesome.
Like, it's really getting out there,
that's
you know.
That's awesome.
To come from my kitchen with the cut-up husband t-shirt.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's fantastic.
That's how it happens.
Really awesome. And then you're also on Empire right now.
Yes.
What's
fifth
your
season. I play a really mean person. I know.
I can totally tell. You know, like, you're so, like, you give off that vibe. Just mean girl.
No, I came in as a guest star. I got a call saying, do you want to play Forrest Whitaker's ex-wife, an Oscar winner's ex-wife, on Empire?
Let me think about it.
No, I went. It was great. It was so much fun. I was like, great clothes, thigh-high boots, fur jackets, big earrings. Like, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
And so then in the spring of this year, they said, do you want to be a regular? I said, yes, please. I want to work with Taraji. I've known Terrence for a really long time and the whole cast, Jesse and Gabby. It's just so great. And it's dangerous. It's fun. It's like emotional roller coaster. For an actor, this is like heaven.
Yes.
You know, you have to do, like, you read the scripts. I'm like, okay, I'm just happy I'm not dead.
Yes, yeah. I know. I remember that. Yeah.
And I get to, like, get in a fight with Cookie. I get to, boss people around and, you know, climb my way to the top and stay there.
I love it.
That's it's great.
Awesome.
Are you enjoying Chicago?
I am. I'm a city girl. I don't know what I'm doing out here in LA. I've been here forever, but I was born in Baltimore.
Would you move your family? Are you born? Well, Michael's from, you're from Virginia.
Yeah, I lived in Baltimore for a little while.
You look so familiar. I don't know why. Like, it's like, where'd you go to school?
I went to James Madison, a small school in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My husband went to VCU.
Oh.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Is he from the East Coast also?
He's from Germany.
That's right. He's from
Germany. He's speaking Deutsch?
Ja, ein bisschen.
Ah, mir auch.
Oh,
you're so cute.
Haven't done a good dog.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Dankeschön.
Bitte.
He's literally, my husband, we got married over there. He literally is from like where Hansel and Gretel was written.
Oh, wow. Like, Munich's one of my favorite cities. Yeah. I can't wait to take him. I love Germany. I'm German. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
His family on his mother's side is German, French, and Jewish, and his dad is from West Africa. So he always enters the room like, just back off, okay? I'm from the generations of the most persecuted people in the world, okay? Don't even talk to me. I don't want to hear about dashikis or anything. I know everything about Africa and like, you know, German Judaism, and like, you know, he's just the boss man, you know, king of the castle.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, smarter than everyone. Even though I don't let them know.
So would you move your family to Chicago? Like, do you want
to
move back?
I would move back
if you don't
New
like
York.
It. Because I feel like actors nowadays, we don't have to. I just talked to my manager because we're building in Nashville. And I said, you know, everything now is off self-tapes. It's like, do we really have to be here? And nothing I've ever filmed has ever actually been in LA anyway. So I'm like, we can get, we're building a beautiful house. So we could never buy here because it would be $5 million trillion. You know,
I know it's a lot. It's you just have to like plan and hope, you know, like that's still on my bucket list. I want to just buy something in New York eventually. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just I don't know, but I can't really do too much until the kids, they're your life now.
Right.
Yeah. And once they get into middle school and high school, you don't want to move.
I know. And that's what I'm saying about you guys.
Yeah.
About like the babies. I took my kids with me everywhere.
All right. Well, we love you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Where can our listeners find you?
I'm on Instagram. It's my name, Nicole R. Parker, thegymwrap.com. I'm always having great sales and promotions and stuff. I had a great time.
You guys are, you're awesome. You're thank you so fantastic. Much, babe. We really appreciate it. All right, y'all, give it up for Nicole.
Woo!
All right.
Woo!
Adios. Well,
cool.
Carbon 38 is amazing workout clothes, okay? But you can also, for example, I could have been helping my husband with the dollhouse, worn the outfit, but then also doubled it for a night out because the clothes are so cute. You can wear them out, but you can also wear them working out. Hmm. So it's Carbon 38 is a performance fashion e-commerce site that curates brands that blur the lines between workout wear and street style. So I really love it. There's thousands of styles offered in athletic, ready-to-wear, footwear, and accessory categories. They mix style with function, empowering women through their wardrobes. Carbon 38 offers new arrivals daily from the top luxury performance fashion labels. Go to carbon38.com and use code WINE for 20% off your order. That's carbon38.com, promo code WINE, W-H-I-N-E, for 20% off your purchase. Mark, you want to read some emails?
I do. Ashley says she and her boyfriend just moved into a place together about 2 months ago, and from the get-go, he was referring to us as roommates. His reasoning is because I never want to have sex anymore, and we never do couple things. Mm-hmm. Now we're on different schedules, so a lot of the times when he gets home from work, I'm already in bed asleep, but a couple of nights ago, I did try to have sex with him. It started with me getting him in the mood and ended up with me rolling over crying because he said he just wasn't into it. I'm at a loss right now with what to do. Ever since that night, it's been awkward and tense between us. I'm embarrassed because I feel like I don't do it for him anymore. And I'm upset because it's like nothing I do is right or good enough. He's always complaining about never having sex, but when I try, he's not in the mood or he's just not into it.
Well, two things that I'm going to take from that is him saying we never do couple things, so calling him roommates is very passive aggressive of him to say that.
Yes.
You should talk from a better place. And it also sucks when you're the one you are trying and then he's not. It's like, hey, wait a minute. Like, I'm actually trying to give you what you said you wanted, but then you're not reciprocating. So I can understand how, but he might just be shut off at this point. I don't know from a guy's perspective. I'm not really sure.
I don't know. Except that she's feeling a lot of rejection.
Yeah, because the rejection is not fun. But if he's giving her crap about it, she's trying. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. What stinks is that they went into the new place together starting off like that, like him saying that they're roommates. So obviously this is something that was ongoing before that.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wasn't willing to stay in the relationship and keep working on it, they wouldn't have gotten a place together, even though this was an issue. So clearly he still wants to be in it. They just have to talk about it. They have to put down their shields, put down their defense, and just be like, look, you know, she can go to him and be like, I'm sorry it's been this way. Explain what's going on with her.
But she's trying. Yes, I know they should talk about it. But she is, it's not like she's like saying no sex.
Yeah, but again, it's not, it's the whole thing I've said on here numerous times. We're not light switches, right? So if he has feelings, maybe these pent up feelings of resentment or whatever towards her because she hasn't wanted to be sexual in a while. And then all of a sudden she tries one time and he's like, still has resentment though. He's like, I don't want to, because he's got feelings that he hasn't expressed to her and let out. So he's still angry or bitter or whatever it might be.
And they just moved in together a couple months ago. It sounds like they need to talk about more. Like there's a different issue maybe.
More meat on that bone.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Maybe he's having second thoughts that they moved in together. Maybe
it might be freaking him out.
Yeah.
Could be.
I mean, that's a big step. I feel like guys can definitely freak out. Hey,
absolutely.
Did we get any pay it forwards?
As a matter of fact, we did.
We did.
Terry emailed us a story. Okay. An older handicapped man was in front of her at the grocery store, and he was $52 short on his bill. The groceries were all bagged, and he was a mess. He didn't know what to do. So I yelled, I'll pay it. I paid. I can't really afford to do that, but I just said I'd pay it. He said, thank you. And I said, Merry Christmas. I have no idea why I said that.
I love her.
That's awesome, Terry.
The clerk said, that was so nice of you. All I could say was I was a single mother of three, and in my very worst of times, somebody helped me, and I hope he enjoyed his food.
That is so cool. Sweet. I love that. Good job, Terry.
So nice. Well, did you guys pay it forward this week?
We fed meters.
I love that.
Yeah.
You did.
That's awesome.
You did. Yeah, you know, and that's one of those things. It's funny, we kind of sent that challenge out, and Jana and I were trying to, we were almost trying to look for opportunities. Like, oh, we got to do something.
Yeah,
we were at that dinner.
We went to dinner, date night. We went to go see Walker Hayes, and we had dinner before. And he's like, hey, let's pay for, you know, they must be celebrating something. Let's pay for their meal. And I'm like, it was just, we were trying to figure it
out. Didn't want it to be forced. And
yeah, we were trying, we realized we were trying too hard. And it's like, the whole pay it forward thing is like, it just comes to you.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
A situation comes to you. And if it doesn't in a week, that's fine. It's okay. But, you know, situation day, walking to the store to pick up some things and walked by a couple meters and we saw some were red and saw some few were running out. So we're like, you know what, let's just feed these.
But I felt stressed though, because we didn't have, like, the opportunities didn't really come.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, God, we have to have, like, we can't say that we didn't do anything, you know?
Right.
But it becomes, it's like the opportunity has to be there. So you have to be aware of those opportunities when they're there. Did you do anything? It's okay if you didn't.
Yeah, I did my huge.
Okay. Oh,
you know, the coffee. I always pay it forward with coffee. And I ordered a coffee maker for the staff here because, you know, coffee is my thing. And everybody is always trying to get a cup of coffee here. And I was like, why don't we have coffee here? Good coffee.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw Tanya's Instagram and she said thank you. For the coffee.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
cute. That was cute.
You know, just the huge.
Yeah.
Just trying to pay it forward on a regular basis. Trying to make people happy. Make their day easier. Bringing bagels in.
Easton?
All that stuff.
Did you pay for it?
This week, for sure.
You did?
But no, this coming week, for sure.
Okay.
Last week, I didn't get...
Easton's like... Please,
no. I don't go places or do things,
right.
So it's hard.
Right.
It's hard. If you just go to work at home, it's hard to find the right opportunity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, for sure.
I do so much for so many people on a regular basis. It's hard to isolate just one. But, you know, something I've been doing a lot... Well, no, something I've been doing a lot of, actually, is...
Interesting.
When I'm out,
well, no,
grandiosity at its finest.
Yeah, both circled back.
No, I'm just better than everybody else. And that's
all it is.
That's all it is. Surely you can understand. No, I was at the mall the other day, and this girl working at the clothing store, Vans, was struggling to move some product that was on the upper shelf.
And you're very tall.
I'm tall. I like to think of myself as a reacher. So I put myself on the clock for longer than I had anticipated and helped her move these things around. But it made me feel very good. I hope to think
fantastic.
That her day was better because of that.
I'm sure it was. It made her day easier.
Yeah. So.
That's cool.
Good job, Easton.
You know,
good
one thing, too, I was just thinking of that came to me when you're talking about helping that lady was I was at Walgreens yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And this one clerk there is super talkative. You know, a lot of times when you go to the stores, you just want to get in, get out, grab your stuff. And I sat there and, like, talked to him and conversed with him for longer than I maybe usually would. And he seemed very appreciative and shook my hand when I was leaving and stuff like that. But just Easton's telling that, like, that could even be pay it forward. Like, even talk to somebody that's helping you or working somewhere that normally you just blow them off. Like, I got to go. I'm busy.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, you gave your time up.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is the most valuable thing you can give.
Absolutely.
Somebody.
Speaking of Walgreens, when I was going to pick up the prescription, there was this older couple. It was such a long line, and I was waiting forever. And I was like, maybe you should let them go in front of me. And I was like, no. I was like, maybe that could be my pay for it. Nah, I'll think of something else. I was just like, I don't want to wait any longer. My feet hurt.
Yeah. That's great.
I love my wife.
I just was like, no.
Keeping it real.
But I really, truly intended to do something.
Your heart was in the right place.
My heart was there, but I was just like, and she was so sweet. She was a little hunchback old lady. And I was like,
I love that. What was the email? What was her name?
Terry.
I love that Terry said Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
I know.
That's like when you go to the movies and they say, enjoy your movie. You're like, yeah, you too. Like, what? Why did I
enjoy your flight? You too.
Yeah, you too. Like, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. So this was a really fun show. It got heated. It was fun. It was funny. A huge thank you to our guests and also to Legacy Box. Go to legacybox.com/Jana to save 40% off today. Thrive Market, get 25% off your first order and get a free 30-day trial at thrivemarket.com/Jana. Carbon 38, go to carbon38.com and use promo code WINE for 20% off your purchase. So, love you guys. That was so much fun. I cannot wait to wind down and see how the strike went. this week.
That was a heated one. I feel like we're going to get a lot of emails about a lot of this.
Ladies, the strike begins now, and I want to hear how the week went. So email us, please, at JanaCramer@iHeartMedia.com. Let the strike begin. Wind down next week. See ya.
Oh, one more thing before we go.
Oh, what?
Next week.
Oh, next week. My girlfriend, Kristen Cavallari, is coming on the show. I love
her. Boop.
Yeah, she's the best.
She's great.
She's so awesome. Can't wait to chat with her because we talked about married life a couple weeks ago, and I was like, I need you on the show. So that's going to be fun. Kristen Cavallari, next week. Wind down.